good morning. It is so good to see everybody here this morning on this third Sunday in Lent. And we want to welcome all of you. And we're glad that you're with us today. And a little bit later on, as we continue talking about and looking at some of the Lenten passages through the lectionary, I'm going to be asking that question, what keeps us from drawing closer to God? And so we'll be talking about that in a little while. But we are glad to see you, and we want to welcome those that may be listening online. And as we begin this morning, let's stand and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Seek the Lord. Call upon God who is near.
He returns to the Lord our God.
God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than ours. Well, let's join together then this morning. And if you want to turn your hymn books, you can turn to 440, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to see, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, trust how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him. Well, let's join together there in the bulletin for our opening prayer. God, our Creator and Sustainer, In you we find meaning. In you we find light and joy. You are the source of peace and hope for all who seek you. Draw near to us once more in this time of worship. Reveal your purposes for us as we follow Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Oops.
How's everybody doing today? Good. It's good to see all of you.
Have you ever lost something and couldn't find it? And you were like looking all over your bedroom, all over the house to find that one thing. You ever had that happen? Okay. How many of you found it? Oh, there might be a couple of them. You answered both the yes, I did. But how many of you found whatever you were looking for one time, like right away? Did you find it right away? Okay. How about, were you ever looking for something and it took you days to find it? Did it ever take a long time to find something? Yes. I was sharing a couple weeks ago, and you guys didn't hear it because you guys had already went downstairs. But I thought I'd lost my billfold. And I'm looking all through the car, under the seats. I come out to the church several times, looking up here, down in the office, everywhere. And I thought, oh my gosh, where is my billfold? I couldn't find it. And I came home one day from school after I was 7, and I went to put my keys up on my dresser like I always do, and it dawned on me, a lot of times I put my billfold right there where I put my keys and my cell phone and other things, and I thought to myself, I wonder if it fell off. And sure enough, you probably already know what I'm going to say, don't you? I looked underneath the dresser, and right there it was. Right there, right where I should have looked first, I couldn't find it. And I was seeking all over the place, looking all over the place, trying to figure out where in the world I put my billfold. Now, I can tell you lots of stories of things that happened where I lost my keys, I lost the remote control to the TV, I lost my glasses, and one time they were on the top of my head. I won't say more about that one. Yeah. Were you freaking out?
Yeah, it was at school, so they probably...
Oh, yeah, I would be freaking out, especially if it was at school. Yeah. But you know what? When you find it, you're like, ah, phew, now I feel better. Well, today, our scriptures, at least two of the Old Testament ones, from Psalm 63 and Isaiah 55, talk about seek me, the Lord, or seek the Lord while I may be found. Call upon me while I am near. In other words, sometimes, just like when we lose something and we gotta seek it out, we gotta find it, we gotta search everywhere, the Bible uses the same image about seeking God. How do we seek God? We seek God when we come for worship at church. We seek God when we pray. We seek God like she was just opening up and looking at. By the way, she got a new Bible last week, and that's why she's bringing it with her. But when we look into the scriptures and read the stories, when you're downstairs, and Miss Rhea or whoever else, Miss Linda, or whoever else is down there with you at the time, when you open up the Bible and look at those stories, that's a way that you're seeking God. What does that mean? You're wanting to find out what God's like. You're wanting to find out what Jesus is like. And you're wanting to find out what Jesus says for our lives today. And that's part of seeking God. And this season that we're in right now that we call Lent is where we take the time to seek God in a special new way. And guess what? Both Jesus and God tells us in the scriptures that when you find me, find God. Now, not literally, okay? Because we're not going to go out there and find God and he's going to be, oh, God! You're out here in the woods somewhere. It doesn't work like that. But you know what we find? We find life. And we find joy. And we find peace. J. Just like what I just said a moment ago, when you find that thing that was missing, you're like, ah, I found it. And there's a sense in which when we take the time to pray, talk to God, however you want to do that, and we read our Bibles or our devotional books, whatever you have. Sometimes when you're younger, you have devotional Bibles, which tells just the stories, you know. Or coming to church and worshiping in the service and going downstairs. We receive peace when we do that. And God's grace and joy. And it's kind of like one of those, moments. And then we can go out and face the week ahead. And everything that goes on. School or whatever else. Chores at home. Or whatever they involve there. Okay? All right. You can go on downstairs this morning. Because I think you guys are going to be practicing some for the next couple weeks coming up there. And while they're doing that, we want to go to our time of joys or concerns that you might have. And so we want to take a little bit of time there to pray and offer up that. So somebody this morning, joys or concerns? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken. Somebody else. Yep.
A friend of mine, John Mutchler, found out he was in the hospital last week with pneumonia.
Okay, so we want to remember John in our prayers with pneumonia. So a couple other hands, I think. Go ahead.
I'm just thankful that I don't have any broken bones. I fell a couple weeks ago, really bad fall, and yesterday I was in a car accident, and I don't have any broken bones. I'm a little stiff and sore, but...
Yes, well, that always happens, yes. And thank God for that, too. We're grateful, too. Yes, yeah. So we want to remember Jim. And if you want to, if you want to fill out one of the prayer slips, we can probably get him on the prayer concerns and the bulletin and everything there. Somebody else? Yes.
We were praying for Robbie last week, who was going to have that heart surgery that was 18 hours long. Well, the doctors the day before said, you know what, you're doing okay. So they canceled the operation.
Really? Wow. Wow, that's I'm hoping that is good news, and yes. So wow, what a great miracle there. Somebody else, joys or concerns? Yes, unspoken. Okay, somebody else. Yep. Who is?
Priscilla.
Is having what surgery?
Me.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I talked to Bill Wilkins this week, and he still has those platelets on his back, but they are healing, but not, it's not healed. And then his wife, Shauna, still has the back issue.
Yeah, and both of them are on our monthly, yes, so.
Jill, we want to keep Jill in our prayer.
Yes.
Also, Sam Carr had triple bypass this week. And a joy was, I took the things to the abuse center, and they were so pleased with everything, and that's a real joy. It's the same things that they need yet, because it was all kinds of picnic stuff for them to make lunches for the kids that have to go to school or to work. So.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that. Let's see. Lacey and Doug, Ellie, Ellen Barnes's aunt, and somebody else. I didn't get all that. With both of them have cancer? Okay. Donna? Okay, that's what I thought she said. Who? Yes. Yeah, we prayed for him last week. Yeah. Yeah. And that's okay. We can continue to pray for Doug, too. She was mentioning Doug Kirk with the blood clots, because sometimes that takes a long time. I know my niece took up to a year for hers to clear out. And, so there's nothing wrong with keeping him in our prayers. Priscilla having the knee surgery coming up, Bill and Shauna, which we have been. And then for Sam, with the bypass surgery. Is that coming up or did he already have it?
And that was a triple bypass.
Okay, so recovery then.
Yes.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Yes.
My co-leader, Brenda's son, she had quadruple bypass and now she needs healing prayers.
Okay. What was her first name?
Brenda,
okay, that's what I thought you said. Brenda, recovery from also bypass. Somebody else? Lots of different ones this morning. Yes?
Do you want to update them on my sister? You want me to?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
My sister saw her oncologist this week and unfortunately didn't really get great news. There are what he described as like shards of cancer. They're not really operable. They are showing signs of necrosis, so they want her to continue chemo. Not maintenance chemo, but regular chemo.
Yeah, so she's going to have... I didn't ask you this. Is she going to go through the three rounds again? Okay, yeah. So she's still on the prayer concerns, and I had taken her off the monthly, but I put her back on, so she'll be on... so appreciate your prayers for Jill. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Megan's finally home from the hospital. She ended up, she had a kidney infection.
Okay.
And a kidney that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a really popular thing to happen when you're on dialysis.
Okay. Well, yes, it can. And we want to continue. She's on our monthly list, too, and praying for... that door to open for her to get a new kidney. And that's the last one they thought was going to be the one. And then it wasn't viable, I think, if I remember right. And yes. Anybody else before we move into prayer here? All right. Wow. So last Sunday, we didn't have hardly any. And this Sunday, we have a whole list of needs. I hope maybe as you... pray during the time she plays. Maybe if a few of these names come to your head, you'll just lift them up to God. And then you can lift up your own personal needs if you have some of those you want to. And they're in your seats. And then I will come and close us out. As we pause today, we are grateful. We are grateful for your goodness. Your goodness that works in our lives in so many different ways. And we're thankful that you invite us to come and seek you and to seek your presence in our lives and seek your direction and seek your guidance and to seek your grace. All of these different aspects of who you are, because you are fathomless, you are infinite, you are great and mighty beyond all comprehension. And thank you that we can look to you, turn to you, and you invite us to come and bring our burdens, our heavy burdens that weigh us down, and take upon your rest and your lightness. And God, today there are so many that have been mentioned today, some that are hurting, some that are suffering, some that are in pain, some that went through procedures, and some that are carrying heavy, heavy burdens today in their lives. And we ask that you would come and meet the needs of your people today. Lord, as we lift up the various ones, we lift up John with pneumonia and Jim with leukemia and Lacey and Doug today and Ellie today and Ellen's aunt and Donna that are both battling cancer and Priscilla who's coming up for knee surgery, God, and for Bill with these wounds that aren't just quite healing all the way, and Shauna with her back issues, and Sam and Brenda, who are both recovering from bypass surgery, and Doug, who is battling the blood clots, and Megan with this infection, Lord, and Jill with treatments coming up. Lord, we lift up each one of these today, and we ask that you would lighten their burdens, God, that you would grace them with strength and healing and peace today and faith today in the midst of what they're facing. Lord, we lift up all of those on our monthly calendar, Lord, some of that we just mentioned, but others that are on there that are going through various things, and that you would lighten their burdens today and bring them healing and peace and strength and comfort today, God, every one of them. And we're thankful and grateful for that. And Lord, we also lift up the unspoken needs, the three that were mentioned today, God, that you would meet the needs there as only you can do, as you guide and direct us in various ways, however that may be. And so we're grateful. We're thankful, Lord. We're thankful for the two good reports that we heard and the good news that is always wonderful news to hear. And Lord, I also pray if someone has come in and maybe they were carrying a need or they lifted up a need to you, God, and their prayers there, God, we just stand in agreeance with them, Lord, asking that you would meet or work in those situations. And Lord, I also pray, as I already mentioned, if there's anybody that's here today that's been carrying a heavy burden that just has been weighing them down, Lord, I ask that you would just release them today as they just let it go right now in this place, that they just let it go right now, and that you will give them peace and comfort and grace right now, and they can walk out here lighter, lighthearted, God, today, because your presence has touched them. And we are so thankful for all of that. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of the time of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you speak to us and encourage us and build our faith and strengthen us to further walk in your ways and those practices that you have for us. And we thank you for all of those things now. And so we're grateful and thankful today as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's your continuing support that furthers the work and the mission of the church here and also provides this building that we get to enjoy and come together to worship and experience God's presence. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Loving God, bless this offering and use it to inspire peace for unrest, love for hate, joy for fear, and hope for the lost for the sake of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, we're going to be looking at two passages this morning. Both coming from our Old Testament lectionary readings. The first one is coming from Isaiah chapter 55. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 3 and 6 through 9. And then we're going to be looking at Psalm 63, which is our lectionary psalm. And we're just going to be reading the first three verses of that today. So let's begin there. Isaiah 55, 1 through 3. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You have no money, come, buy food and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you will eat well. You will delight in rich fare. Bend your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may have life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you in fulfillment of the blessings promised to David. Seek me, the Lord, while I still be found. Call upon me while I am near. Let the corrupt abandon their ways, the evil their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, and I will have mercy on them. Return to God, for I will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. And then Psalm 63, 1 through 3. God, my God, it's you. I search for you. My whole being thirsts for you. My body desires you in dry and tired land. No water anywhere. Yes, I have seen you in the sanctuary. I have seen your power and your glory. My lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. So I will bless you as long as I'm alive. I will lift up my hands in your name. So I will bless you as long as I'm alive. I will lift up my hands to your name. I'm fully satisfied as with a rich dinner. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, let me start with something there like I do. A reporter was interviewing a 104-year-old woman because of her age and everything. And the reporter asked her, "And what do you think is the best thing about being 104? And she simply replied, "No peer pressure." I want to talk to you this morning about seeking God. Seeking God. When I was a kid, my parents went, I had to stay with my brother and sister-in-law just up the road for 4 weeks as my parents went on an entire European trip that was sponsored by, I think, the feed company and the Farm Bureau and other things. And they were over in Europe, and they even went into Russia, the Soviet Union, it was called back then. This was before the wall came down and things changed and everything. And my dad took hundreds of slides, and they were in Spain, they were in France, they were in Austria, they were in the Netherlands, and they got to see farming techniques and how the farmers did things and what they all did. And when they came home, they brought a souvenir from Russia. And we know it as the Russian nesting doll. The Russian nesting doll. If you know about them, each doll resembles the other, yet they are different. And there are smaller ones hidden inside the larger ones. As you would open the outside one, the biggest one, you would start there, and as you continued, there were slightly smaller dolls inside the larger one, as you can see from the pictures there. And you continued until you reached the last tiny one, the innermost doll. Now, I played with those. I just remember. I remember the first time I played with them, I was just fascinated how that was. And I share that this morning with you, And I'll say something more about them and their significance when I close out this morning. Opening the dolls reminds me of one of our most precious Lenten spiritual practices, seeking God. It's seeking God is like opening each unique and beautiful doll. Each time we seek God, we open ourselves to something new about God. Something new that we can discover about God, whether it's a new level of grace, whether it's a new level of presence, whether it's something new to understand from reading scripture or in our devotionals or whatever it may be. And the reason I say that is because I want you to remember one thing. God is infinite, God is fathomless, and God is unfailing. And if you think you got God all figured out because you believed a certain way about God your entire life, you are deprived of God. Because God is so much more vast, so much more greater, so much more bigger than what you may think about God. And so this morning, as we talk a little bit about that spiritual, yes, involves fasting during Lenten, yes, it involves prayer. Yes, it involves giving alms to the poor, all those things. But it also involves all of that is about seeking God and discovering God. And so we're going to look at that in two ways this morning. So first thing I want you to see is seeking God is about growing closer to God. Now, this is the obvious one. I think this is probably what I've heard most of my life. And so forth and so forth. And so here's the thing, though, I want you to see about this. Drawing near or closer to God is not something that happens automatically. Seeking God is an intentional act or pursuit of worship and trust on our part, just like when I took the time to open the dolls. Now, I didn't tell you this part, but there was times as I was playing with them that the suction from the dolls, when you put them all in there and close it up, would make it hard at times. Once in a while, sometimes it's just a boop, and they were, I mean, you just popped them right open. And then other times it was just a little harder to get open. And that's kind of the way it is with seeking God. It's not easy. Who wants to get up early in the morning and pray and read the Bible or read your devotional to start your day? Or who wants, I mean, it takes time. You have to set that aside. And that's why the prophet Isaiah speaks of God's invitation to come if you're thirsty, if you're hungry. He says, come and seek me, call upon me, turn to me for guidance and help. Jesus said something similar, which I alluded to and couldn't shake off when during our prayer time, where Jesus said these words, come to me, all of you who are struggling and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. I don't know about you, but more in my life than ever before, I need rest. And I'm not talking about 8 to 10 hours of sleep. I'm talking about rest in my mind, rest in my soul, rest in my body because of just the anxieties and the worries and the frustrations and everything going on in our world that instantly comes to us through our devices and everything else that we know about. When I was growing up, sometimes you didn't find out about some of the worst things that happened in the world till months later. And now we know them instantly, constantly before us through social media and other things. What does this all imply? Well, I think as I mentioned a little bit and a little bit more here, is drawing near involves opening our hearts to God in prayer, scripture, and service. I can't remember which one that said it, but they talked about lifting their hands. Lifting their hands is a sign of outward sign of opening your heart and saying, God, please, I need some grace today. I need some help today. I need some peace today. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like you're so stressed out, you can almost feel it in your fingertips tingling? Anxiety, frustrations, whatever it may be. And when we practice seeking God, God says we will find life and satisfaction and delight. And as I was thinking about that, and this question was hitting me kind of hard too, I think the question for us this Lenten season is, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? It's there. It's available. God's available. Jesus is available. And today is our day to draw closer to God, who is ready to meet us where we are. And something is required of us, though. And that is, we must take the time and we must respond in faith to the God who extends that invitation. Come, seek me, seek me. And so, what keeps us from drawing closer? So, about growing closer to God. Second thing I see there, seeking God, is about growing in our trust in God. So, these two kind of go hand in hand, because as we grow closer, it seems usually that our trust or dependence on God grows more. And so the question we might ask is, why is faith or trust so important in all of this? Why? Why? Well, we read it from Isaiah, and that is this: God's ways are higher than our ways. God's ways are higher. Sometimes, as I was sharing a moment ago, we cling to ideas about God that we think we know it all now, and we know what's best for us. But God's ways and plans and actions are above anything we can devise, plan, or even imagine. And part of seeking God is seeking out God's ways and God's plan so that they become in tune with us, so that we kind of become in tune together. Because what God has for us is infinitely better than we can ever imagine. Even if sometimes we don't understand why certain things happen or why we're facing unexpected paths that we didn't want to walk down or face, we can trust that God's plans are always the best for us. And then the other aspect then of that, thinking about what I just said, is when we face challenges then, when we learn that trust, then we can rest in the knowledge that God is with us. Like I was saying with the kids. Everybody do that. Just take a deep breath right now. Go. Just let it go. The stresses, everything. That just rest in the fact that God is with us. God knows what we need even before we know. And God guides us accordingly in love. So, instead of getting frustrated when something doesn't go our way, we must learn to trust in the goodness and wisdom of God, who knows what's best. And I can tell you, very truthfully, that is an ever-learning curve in my life, is not getting frustrated, not worrying, not getting upset, but learning to rest. Learning to rest. If somebody came in, this isn't even in my notes. If somebody came in and robbed your house, everything out of your house, would you be angry? Would you be mad? Would you be hurt? Would you be frustrated? We all would, wouldn't we? Why do we let everything in life rob us of our peace and our rest, and we don't even care or do anything about it? Because we've kind of lost that. We got to realize that those things are for us. His peace, His comfort, His joy. All of those things are there for us. What does it mean for you that God's ideas and ways are above us? Russian nesting dolls symbolize motherhood, family, fertility, and the continuation of life. They are a traditional image of a mother carrying a child within her. And a chain, and that's why there's so many of them, it also symbolizes a chain of mothers in that family so that the family's legacy continues. Because she, being the bearer of life and her capacity and capability of multiplying her seed, continues that line. Likewise, when we seek God, we find strength, we find peace, we find joy, even in difficult, uncertain, and changing times like the ones we are living in. Whether we are in times of abundance or hardship, in God, we find all we really need to live and flourish in life. Seeking God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another and share God's blessing. And then we'll close out there with our little chorus, Jesus Loves Me. Remember this one. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven gate to open. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and wholly thine. On the cross you died for me. I will try to live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. When I was working on the PowerPoint, I found out there's two or three other verses to this song. So, well, let's join together there for our benediction. Go in peace and be of good courage.
Hold fast to what is good.
Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people, love and serve God, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Christ, and Spirit be with us forever. Amen.